Welcome to Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. Thanks for joining us. I'm Robin Rock, and joining me today is Dr. Pardick, a neurologist at Northwestern Medicine. Let's talk about migraine. What is the difference between a migraine and a headache?
I'd like to describe it this way. Headache is a symptom of migraine, but probably to some degree, we all have the capability of generating a migraine attack in the same way that if the right circumstances arise, anyone could potentially generate a seizure.
Okay, so what causes migraines? I mean, are there things that will spur an attack?
Migraine is likely a spontaneous hypersensitivity of the nervous system. We don't have a particular gene for most migraine patients. There are some rare migraine disorders such as hemiplegic migraine that we have a key set of genes that have mutations that occur that can lead to this disorder. But in most migraine, there's probably multiple genes that are at work. But in terms of what triggers a potential attack when it's occurring, they can be spontaneous or they may occur when a triggering event occurs. The most common triggers that I ask patients to pay attention to are things like sleep deprivation, increased stress, changes in diet, exercise habits, or caffeine use.
Well, if you're just now joining us, you're joining us for Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. Is there such thing as being cured of your migraines? And then treatment options. So what kinds of remedies will help?
So unfortunately, there's no cure for migraine. It's a chronic condition, just like having a diagnosis of hypertension, high blood pressure, or diabetes. We do find periods where patients can go into what you might call a remission of migraine attacks, where they're migraine-free for a period of time. But there's always going to be the risk of having recurrence. And that's why it's really important to be able to adequately treat an attack when it breaks through. And that's why it's important to have an acute plan for when a migraine attack occurs, whether that's using something like over-the-counter ibuprofen or acetaminophen, which might be the case for many patients before they go and see a healthcare provider, or using a prescription option that might be prescribed triptans or one class of medication that are used sometimes for appropriate patients that have migraine attacks. In terms of treatment options, it's a very broad topic, but I like to break things down into what we do in an acute sense and a preventative sense. And I think for patients that are the ones that are most likely to bring up migraine attacks to their healthcare providers, they're probably at a frequency level that they'd be a decent candidate to at least discuss a preventative option. Acute care options are things like the Tylenol, ibuprofen, acetaminophen that we just mentioned, sometimes triptans, gepants, other classes of medications that are used. But I think the highest yield portion here and the one that doesn't get discussed enough is the preventative option. So I'd like to focus there for a moment. Prevention can come in a lot of different forms. It can come in lifestyle changes, things like focusing on adequate sleep, good exercise habits, trying to do 30 to 60 minutes of aerobic exercise 3 to 5 days per week can have preventative benefits. Making sure one is well hydrated, other lifestyle things like this can also come in the form of medication options. There are multiple medications that we have available to prevent migraine. And then the last 8 years, we've actually had this whole new spectrum of CGRP inhibitor class medications that actually help interrupt the migraine pain pathway in the majority of patients that have migraine and do so in a way that have rather minimal effects on other body systems and by that minimal side effects in most patients. CGRP inhibitors and onabotulinum toxin are some of the most modern therapies that we have available. Onabotulinum toxin also goes by the brand name Botox, has data to suggest that it can reduce migraine frequency in patients that have chronic migraine or migraine of 15 or more days per month, and it's preferred by some patients that prefer a injection therapy that's not systemically absorbed, something that's not going into the bloodstream, as these are superficial injections that are done. There are non-medication options that exist for migraine prevention and reduction as well. There's a class of interventions called the neuromodulation devices that are devices that help to tamp down the nervous system via some kind of external stimulus. These are options that you should discuss with a healthcare provider to try to figure out which one might be the most appropriate for you. But the one thing I want you to take away from this conversation is that there's so many options that exist.
So when is it time to see a doctor?
I would say the time to see a doctor is anytime you're having headache attacks that are impacting your ability to function to any degree or are not adequately treated by home remedies, things like ibuprofen or Tylenol. There is risk of progression of headache disorders. In particular, we know this best with migraine if they're undertreated. And about 2 to 3% of patients that have episodic migraine, which is migraine that occurs less than 15 days per month, are at risk for conversion into chronic migraine.
Dr. Pardik, so much great information, so much great help when it comes to migraine, and I really do appreciate your time today. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me and for getting the word out. I think this is a really important topic.